The last time I checked, there were over 40,000 supplements for sale in the US alone. That's fucking ridiculous. Now, we know that certain supplements can be helpful in a muscle building program, but really, we think most guys overestimate just how important they really are. In our coaching program and at the seminars we give, we're asked more questions about supplements than any other topic by far. And this whole supplement thing seems pretty confusing to most guys. So today, I'm gonna make things very simple for you. I'm just gonna come right out and tell you exactly what supplements we have our clients use when it comes to building muscle. And guess what? There are only 5. But first, let's talk about how we decide whether to use a supplement or not. The supplement industry is kind of like the old Wild West. It's lawless, unregulated, and filled with shady people. And that's being nice. Things are changing, but they're changing very, very slowly. Even now, some products are mislabeled, meaning things that are on the label sometimes aren't even in the bottle, and things that shouldn't be in the bottle somehow find their way in. That's not good. And on top of that, some companies sell supplements that haven't even been tested to see if they actually work. So, if the supplement industry is such a big mess, then what exactly should we do? One approach, and it's totally cool, is to simply take nothing. The truth is, you don't need supplements. After all, they're supposed to supplement other things, like the food you eat and the training you do. And lots of guys over the years have built muscle taking nothing at all. So that's where we start in Scrawny to Brawny. Taking no supplements at all is totally cool. You have my permission. But here's the thing. Some supplements have tons of research behind them, publicly available research that anyone with an internet connection can read. Of course, to read it, you gotta get through a ton of scientific jargon. But it can be done, and that's where good advice comes from. Legitimate research, evidence, and experience with clients. So we have Dr. John Berardi on staff, and that's what he does. Make sense of the mountains of legitimate research. And then we turn that into a few simple recommendations for our clients. Guys who just really want to know how to gain muscle. So let's quickly recap. The two strategies that make sense are avoid supplements altogether, or examine legitimate research and use that to decide. So now that we have that out of the way, let's look at the 5 supplements we do recommend. First, there's fish oil. You may have heard a lot about omega-3s. Well, fish oil is the key source. There's tons of research behind it. Fish oil is great for building muscle, and it's even been shown to improve mood and motivation. Secondly, there's a multivitamin. As you've probably heard, the modern diet often leads to small deficiencies of some vitamins and minerals. These deficiencies can actually impair your ability to build muscle, among other things, and a good multivitamin will help fix that. Third, there's protein powder. Now, protein powder is not entirely necessary if you get enough protein from the foods you eat, like lean meats, chicken, and fish. But since most skinny guys really need to pump up their protein, it helps to have a good protein powder around to throw in a blender with some other healthy stuff when you're crunched for time and you want a quick muscle-building meal. Fourth, there's creatine monohydrate, the most researched supplement in all of sports science. It's a white, tasteless powder that can translate to more strength and more muscle. Make sure to go with creatine monohydrate, though. There are other forms of creatine out there, but they're just not that effective. Finally, there's a post-workout drink. When you're in the gym, you're not actually building muscle, you're tearing it down. A good post-workout drink is a mixture of high-quality protein and fast-acting carbohydrates, and it helps your body rebuild and recover quickly. And that's it. That's all 5. Now, a lot of research has gone into these recommendations. This is what we use personally, and it's also what we have our clients use. So rather than go into the details about how much to take of each and all that stuff, we've put together a really useful supplement cheat sheet, which you can download on this page and print out right now. In it, we explain exactly how we use each supplement we recommend. We give this talk at seminars all the time, and right about now, guys start putting their hands up. But what about this supplement? What about that one? Here's the answer. If it's not one of those 5, it doesn't make the cut for our guys. So if you have a question about a supplement that I didn't talk about, just know that the coaches and I have been doing this for a long time, and we've seen it all. If it's not one of those 5, fish oil, multivitamin, protein powder, creatine monohydrate, and post-workout drink, then we don't use it regularly, and neither do our clients. So go download that cheat sheet and give it a read, and come back tomorrow for our final lesson, why most guys fail to build muscle and how not to be one of them. See you then.